child of God, and she walked by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. She lived the life of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we come to celebrate. And we don't sorrow as the world sorrows. We have a different kind of sorrow. Because we've got a hope. We know Kathy is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know where she is. So we give thanks and we give praise. So we've come here to just to celebrate a life lived by faith, which is available to us all in Christ Jesus. So we're going to, first of all, open in prayer, and then we're going to hand over to the musicians, and we will sing that chorus, "I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in his heart." Okay, let's pray. Father, we want to thank you. And we come here this morning to give you all the praise, all the thanks, and all the glory. Because, Lord, we want to celebrate a life lived by faith. And we know that Kathy was a dear friend to us all and a part of this assembly and fellowship. And we want to just give you the thanks and the praise that we could have had fellowship through her life of faith with her. So we come again, Lord, once again, to say thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you're doing. And thank you for what you're going to do in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. It was Kathy. Where's Franny? It was Kathy that chose this one, wasn't it? And it's a chorus just with a couple of verses, and as you've got on your sheets there, and that. But what an appropriate thing, you know. She entered his courts with praise and worship when she was with us, you know, when she was here on earth. But you know what a thing to put down to sing as well after knowing that where she's going, that she will have entered the presence of her loving Saviour with praise and thanksgiving, isn't it? It's really wonderful. Thank you, Lord.
I will rise for He has made me glad. just like to read a few verses from Psalm 139, which was a favourite of Cathy's. In particular, verse 16, which she particularly treasures, and I'm just going to highlight that when I get to that point. Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You perceive every move in my heart and soul. And you understand my every thought before it even enters my mind. You are so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart like an open book. And you know all the words I'm about to speak before I even start a sentence. You know every step I will take before my journey even begins. You've gone into my future to prepare the way. And in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. You've laid your hand on me. This is just too wonderful, deep and incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings the wonder and strength. Where could I go from your spirit? Where could I run and hide from your face? If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the realm of the dead, you're there too. If I fly with wings into the shining dawn, you're there. If I fly into the radiant sunset, you're there waiting. Wherever I go, your hand will guide me. Your strength will empower me. It's impossible to disappear from you or to ask the darkness to hide me, for your presence is everywhere, bringing light into my night. There is no such thing as darkness with you. The night to you is as bright as the day. There's no difference between the two. You form my inmost being, shaping my delicate inside and intricate outside, and working all together in my mother's womb. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvellously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it, how thoroughly you know me, Lord. You even formed every bone in my body when you created me in the secret place. Carefully, skillfully, you shaped me from nothing to something. And that was verse 16. You saw who you created me to be before it even became me. Before I even seen the light of day, the number of days you planned for me were already recorded in your book. Every single moment you're thinking of me, how precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. Oh God, your desires towards me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. When I wake each morning, you're still with me.
Amen. Thank you, Roger. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful psalm. I think that says it all, sums it up beautifully. And that goes for every one of us. It's Kathy's psalm, of course. She loved that one. But that psalm is for all of us. And it's just such a beautiful psalm. It just lets you know that the Lord said he would never leave you or forsake you. You cannot run away from him, you cannot hide from him, and who would want to anyway? I know it's a step. We've got to trip to thank him.
Of a heart full of gratitude and love, humbled by the privilege of honouring my cherished great aunt Cathy. Many of you have been graced by her presence for years, but allow me to take a moment to reflect the remarkable journey of Cathy's life, a life filled with vibrant passion and undeniable strength. Cathy was born on the 24th of July 1948, a day that heralded her fierce spirit. She made her entrance into this world in the most extraordinary way, a testament to the demanded soul. Determined soul that she would become. Delivered as a healthy 12-pound baby at her mother's doctor's office, arriving after only one powerful contraction to announce her grand debut. Even in those tender early days, she was still a little whirlwind, a hungry baby who demanded not just nourishment, but independence. As soon as she was strong enough, she took hold of her own bottle, finished it in one go, and then demanded another, embodying her unyielding desire to forge her own path. At just 3 years old, Cathy's fiery nature was undeniable. her mother, struggling to keep up with the relentless spirit, sought the counsel of a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist asked for a private word for Kathy's mother. She was incredibly apprehensive at the suggestion and warned the doctor that Kathy could absolutely not be left alone. The doctor assured her that the room was 100% safe, baby-proofed and used for this very reason. Apprehensive, yet hopeful, she left Kathy in the playroom, trusting it was baby-proofed and safe. But when they returned, they were met with a scene that would bring equal parts horror and laughter. Kathy, ever the curious adventurer, had found her way to the cactus plants, opened the window, and squeezed them through the iron safety bars to the street below. Head in hands, I told you so is a spoken. From a young age, Kathy faced challenges that would have daunted many with health issues that included a severe eyespin, eczema, and asthma. Her early years were fraught with trials. At age 4, Kathy's squint was operated on. A particularly harrowing chapter involved staying in a children's home in the Swiss Alps with her sister and my grandma, where archaic medical practices sought to treat her ailments in ways that seem unimaginable today. Being in the Swiss Alps did seem to cure the asthma, though. At age 4, Kathy's eczema was really severe. They were still in the children's home at this stage. In an attempt to stop Kathy from scratching her skin, the carers placed her in a straitjacket with splints in her arms and tied her arms outstretched onto cot bars. A really awful memory that Grandma recalls, but nevertheless, they survived together and went on to attend school. Even in this bleakness, her spirit shone brightly. Kathy's vibrant strength only grew through her school years, where she met every challenge with her trademark tenacity. She was never one to simply follow the rules, often finding creative ways to break free from them. Like the time she turned punishment for not doing her homework into a toilet paper masterpiece. Sent into isolation in a store cupboard, stacked high with toilet rolls to complete her lines, she in fact did not complete her lines, but unravelled every single toilet roll. She recalled with a giggle that they never put her in there again. Early on, Kathy showed a knack for entrepreneurship, pinching granny's dolls, then selling them to seize moments of happiness with bike rides alongside boys. This was the essence of her, full of life and laughter, always ready to engage with the world around her. After school, Kathy ventured into various jobs, her first being an au pair for a French family, a role she very quickly outgrew. But it was at her father's factory, immersed among Italian workers, that she truly thrived, falling in love with the language and culture that surrounded her, and learned to speak the language fluently. During her vibrant years, Kathy crossed paths with her partner Livy, and though their romantic chapter eventually closed, they maintained a connection that wouldn't be severed even by time. Tragically, Livy passed shortly after the separation, leaving a bittersweet memory and deep friendship in his wake. Most of Kathy's adult life was spent in a dynamic world of state agencies, where she formed a lasting bond with Trudy in her second job. For 37 years, Kathy dedicated herself to her work, while also creating beautiful memories with family holidays in Switzerland, thanks to the generosity of Trudy and her homes. Kathy often came to visit Guernsey, where Grandma had settled with her husband George. They also frequently visited Switzerland. George, my dear grandpa, and Brenny, my dear grandma, had recently opened their hearts and couldn't wait to tell her the good news. With each visit to Guernsey, Kathy's heart grew even fonder. When Kathy opened her heart to the Lord, it marked a glorious chapter in her life. The gospel news joyfully filled her spirit, and as she returned to Switzerland, sought out a church where her faith could bloom. At New Life Church and later City Church, she flourished, becoming an irreplaceable part of the community. The moment that shaped her faith even further came when George and Brenny showered her with joy, baptising her in the serene waters of Lake Zurich, and enveloping her in the Holy Spirit's embrace. Kathy was a radiant light, joyfully sharing the love of Jesus with everyone around her. Fearlessly proclaiming his love, she laid her burdens at the feet of her Saviour, tirelessly guiding those fortunate enough to encounter her toward the Lord. She truly, truly loved Jesus and laid all her problems before him. So many people who had the opportunity to meet Kathy were blessed to come to the Lord through her. In December 2018, Kathy received the crushing diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. After facing adversity and challenges that would shake many, she bravely underwent a significant surgery. She was turned away by many doctors but one, a top specialist who agreed to the surgery. From there, things moved very quickly. 2 weeks later, she was in surgery, being cut from her sternum to her lower abdomen, her internal organs rearranged and the cancer removed. An absolutely phenomenal surgery, a success, a miracle. After recovering, she was well for the next 4.5 years, defying odds and emerging victorious, once again displaying her incredible resilience. Yet in November 2023, she faced a second battle as the cancer returned. She underwent another surgery, and during the surgery she had her spleen removed, but to the utmost surprise they found that she had a second healthy spleen. A very rare occurrence and a miracle the Lord knew she'd need to spare. For those who don't know, not having a spleen would mean being on antibiotics for the rest of her life. Unfortunately, come February 24, the cancer had spread, unknown to the doctors at that time. The symptoms soon returned and doctors gave her the sad news that nothing else could be done, ultimately bringing her back to Guernsey for her final weeks. During those 23 weeks, while she endured unimaginable pain, Cathy's spirit remained unbroken. She found comfort in her family and her faith, a testament to her lifelong generosity. A woman who always gave to those in need, she continued to sow love right until the end. We live in peace that though she had her fair share of struggles, she always looked to Jesus. She did not fear death and had a firm assurance that she would soon be living in heaven and look forward to doing so. John 5:24 encapsulates this beautiful assurance. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Stephanie. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to sing a hymn now, and there is a Redeemer. And this is one that, not this particular one, but Cathy wanted one which encapsulated that there is a Redeemer.
Yeah.
And as we see it, we'll see here, it's Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. You know, in the end of the day, all Christians, Stephanie spoke of the joy that Cathy had and so on, but joy, true joy, can only be given by Jesus Christ, knowing him. I can be happy, and if somebody gives me £1 million, I'll be exactly, you know, I'll be really happy. And you might even say joyful, but that's not true joy. True joy is Jesus Christ. It's not something, it's someone. And joy in the Bible is, it's an actually biblical word. You can be happy in the world, you can go out and be happy and glad. But joy, that comes from Jesus Christ, knowing him. That's true joy. And this joy remains within us. And that's the difference. You can be happy one day, you have a football match and a dance, and the next day you've got to find something else to make you happy. But when you're a believer, you've got a joy that the world has not got. Because it's a person and he abides within.
That's right.
And so as we sing this hymn, there is a Redeemer. This Redeemer is one that not only gave his life for all of us on the cross, but he also wants to enter into your life. But you've got to open the door. Simple as that, isn't it? And Cathy opened that door, and when George and when Frenny spoke to Cathy, she opened that door and let him in. And as Stephanie's already said, her life changed from that moment, and didn't it with all of us? Okay, we there was something that happened within. As we go on in this service, you'll hear a little more about Cathy from people who knew her. But it's not just about Cathy, it's what's available to us all. Okay? So I'll hand over to you.
Okay.
wrote shortly before she died when she could hardly write anymore. She said, "My Redeemer lives. He has rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe. I believe. I believe my shame he's taken away. My pain is healed in his name. I believe. I believe. I'll raise a banner. My Lord has conquered the grave. I believe. I believe my Redeemer lives. Jesus, you lift my burden, and I will raise with you. I'm dancing on your mountaintop to see your kingdom come. I believe." I thank the Lord that she did believe.
Yes, amen.
She knew her Redeemer. Mm-hmm. And you know, often when we were in the mountains and she saw the beauty of the creation, didn't matter who was around, she would shout, "Hallelujah, hallelujah," at the top of her voice. And the echo would come back, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah." And I thought, Lord, let the whole world hear it.
Yes, amen.
You know, she honoured her Lord. Yeah. And here in Guernsey, sometimes when we were on the cliffs, she'd suddenly stop and she'd look out.
Yeah.
And she'd say, "Look at this. Look at the beauty of the creation of our God." Mm-hmm. And she would start to praise the Lord.
Mm.
She didn't care who was around. She never was afraid to talk about the Lord to people and what he'd done for her. And what he can do for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
So I thank the Lord that I know where she is. We're going to miss her. But thank you, Jesus.
Yes, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. It reminds me of a prophet in the Old Testament said when he went through terrible times, and he was going through very, very tough times. He said this, he said, "I know." He came to a place where he said, "I know that my Redeemer lives." And then wasn't that wonderful? And she knew. And her life proved it as well. Now we're going to have, we got here from Freddie and friends. They were more than friends, really. They were very close, and they used to talk to Kathy and share with Kathy. And so first of all, there's three. And first of all, we'll have Bobby, and then we'll have Roselle, and then Andre, yourself. Okay? Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
I thank the Lord for the blessing that Kathy was to us all at this fellowship. We were able to witness the great love that Kathy has for Jesus shone forth from her onto us. We always associated Kathy as part of our assembly here. Mm-hmm. Debbie, my wife, said it was like she was coming back home when she would visit us again from Switzerland. Mm-hmm. Kathy would come with great testimonies of God's work in her life over the years, and always giving the Heavenly Father all the praise and the glory for them. We remember how generous Kathy was when she would bless the whole assembly by taking us a Sunday lunch at the Saints Bay Hotel, which she did on a number of occasions. Kathy's last visit was very hard times for friends and for family, but her faith never wavered, as she still attended meetings, giving God all the glory, despite her condition. The Lord provided a room for her at the Borgs, against all odds. Debbie and myself were able to spend precious time with Kathy in fellowship and prayer. We felt God's love moving through the Holy Spirit, and witnessed Kathy's great faith in the Word of God, that what he is able to perform, that he is able to perform that which he has promised to us. Mm. Kathy never gave up, and she would tell us of the thirst that she developed due to her illness, and that she couldn't wait for Jesus to quench her thirst. Mm. Kathy is now having her every need fulfilled by the Lord Jesus, and that it won't be long before we see her again.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Rosa, thank you.
Say this for Kathy. Over the times that Kathy visited us, we all grew to love her. And we are praising our Lord that she was given this precious time with Frey and the family. It was also lovely to have her with us all. I felt that as Kathy stayed with Frenny, she also gained a deeper awareness of just how much God loved her. She had perfect peace with whatever God's plan was for her future. Most of us can point to people who in the past have made life very difficult for a time. Kathy was no exception. Our Lord gave her time to forgive. And with the forgiveness came healing. Kathy was a real soldier of the Lord, never complaining and always showing extraordinary courage. Using what strength she had to work her body to take herself out for walks. Kathy will remain dear to our hearts, both as an inspiration and as an example.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Rosa.
You've heard a lot about Kathy this morning. It's not, what can you add, you know? There is so much one could tell, but in this limited time, we just focus on a few important things, you know? And I'm grateful. I didn't think I'd be emotional, but I do. I'm grateful for Brenny and George, you know, their husband George and the family. They've been precious to us ever since they started attending this fellowship, a bond of love in the Lord, growing. We've spent hours in fellowship over the years. And our children have grown up together and enjoyed times. In fact, our grandchildren are one of our granddaughters, Alicia. She spends a lot of time with Steph. They have a genuine bond of love and care for each other. And we've had times with Martin, Zita and everything. But in the midst of it all, is Kathy as well, you know. And Kathy, we watched her as she came to the Lord. They struggled. She wasn't perfect. Like all of us, she's not perfect. And she knew that. But she came to love the one who is perfect, you know. Yes. And she put her complete trust and love in him. And whether we've been blessed, you know, God opened the door for us to have fellowship with her in Switzerland holidays and take our children. And we've had numerous times of fellowship over here with her. We've enjoyed cheese fondues together, Swiss cheese fondues and all sorts. But the centre of that bond and everything is the love of the Lord. And that's what united us. And we've watched her grow and develop in the Lord. And then somebody said, you know, she was an essential part of fellowships where she attended in Switzerland. You know? And we met some of the folks there. In fact, we went to, was it City Church they called it in Zurich, the one that we went to. And we had the privilege a couple of times of going there, fellowshipping and just enjoying the love and fellowship that you get only when you are in Jesus and others are in Jesus and you're fellowship together. There's a bond of love in him that only he can give. And Kathy had that love in her. She demonstrates she's kind to people, she's generous, you know, but most of all, she shared Jesus and his love, you know. Mm-hmm. Now that's what I'll always remember, is that fact that regardless of what she went through, she loved the Lord. and she put him first as her priority in her life. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful for him. It was a privilege over the last weeks to be able to spend time to go see her and to say goodbye, but in the knowledge. And she knew as well. She said, you know, it's only temporary. We'll meet again. And that, you know, she knew their place was secure in Jesus. And we look forward to that day again when we will join together in one great rejoicing in the presence of our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, what more can be said, really, except that it's been said, like Andre said, we've all got the same testimony about Kathy. She became part of this fellowship, and a dear part of this fellowship, and like Debbie said, it was always a joy to see her come over. And in these last days, she was with her natural family, and she was also with her spiritual family as well, the church. And we all loved her, and it's just wonderful to know that she was a lady, and she was on her own. You've got to remember, she was on her own in Switzerland. And it's a different kettle of fish sometimes when you're on your own.
Yes,
I know I worked with a lady who she lived on her own for many years, and I saw her go through some tough times. And she used to say, well, she said, I took it to the Lord. I went in my closet. I had nobody else to speak to when I was at home. I went into my closet. I knelt down and I prayed to the Lord. And I personally saw many answers of those prayers, bringing her out of many difficulties. But she knew where to take her problems. And Kathy was the same. She knew. When you're on your own, it's different. I mean, if Lorraine's got a moan up, that's my wife, she's got a moan up, she can have a moan up at me. Now, sometimes there's nothing I can do about it. So I sort of pointed to her closet. Go to the Lord. Cast your care upon him. I can't handle that. And vice versa. And we can help each other when you're together. But, you know, ultimately, God is saying to you, come into the closet, cast all your care upon me, for I care for you. It's an unbelievable statement, or scripture, shall I say, that the God of this universe cares for you. I mean, that's amazing. If we stop and thought about it, with all the universe is holding together, all the troubles in this earth, and he cares personally about you. And if you read the Bible and study it like we do, you'll find out a lot more. But he cares for you. And if you believe that, if you believe it, you will find something change in your life. And how can you prove that he really cares for you? Because he came, sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in this earth, to walk and to show you how you want to heal the sick. The dead was raised. All sorts of things was happening. It wasn't just an exhibition show. It was to show that he loved you. And finally, he went to the cross. He died there to pay for your sin, my sin. You know, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us can say we're Mr. Perfect, can we? Or Mrs. Perfect, or even Mrs. Perfect. Which just shows that my son bought me he bought two mugs for us as a gift. And he gave me my mug first. And my son's got a good sense of humour. And he gave me my mug first. And it was a nice mug, and it said, Mr. Wright. And I thought, you know, man of the house. And then he gave Lorraine hers, and it said, Mrs. Always Right. And so I felt a bit deflated after that. I was put in my place, you know. But the thing is this, at the end of the day, the Lord showed us how he loved us. He didn't just say it by word. He went on the cross, took the price, the that we owe, and God was satisfied with that sacrifice. So when he looks at you, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, when he looks at you, in a sense, he no longer sees you as you were. He sees you through the lens of that precious blood of Jesus Christ that has washed you clean. And I believe it.
Yes.
I believe it. And so Kathy can stand there, not in her own righteousness, not in what she did, or she was a good person, or anything like that. She's standing in the price that Jesus paid for her, and stamped, bought with the blood of the Lamb, redeemed. And this is the point. We are all in the same boat. And we can only stand in his righteousness, nobody else. And I believe it. And the Lord said, only believe. What am I going to do? Only believe. She believed it. She got baptized. And the Lord said that when you believe, when you truly believe, he will seal you with the Holy Spirit of promise. And the Holy Spirit will come within you, and he will dwell within you. Now, this is amazing truth, and it happens. And without the Holy Spirit, you and I can't walk the Christian life. You can try, but the true Christian cannot walk the Christian life without the Holy Spirit. And how do you get receive the Holy Spirit? Only believe that Jesus Christ paid your price on that cross for you and for me. You say, well, I wasn't a sinner. Well, the Bible must be wrong then. Because all have sinned. From top to bottom, we're all under the same, we're all on the same level. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you hadn't sinned, you deny the cross. Because Christ came to save sinners. Isn't that good news?
Yes.
Well, it's not for the righteous people, because they don't like to be called sinners. And sin is only a simple thing. Sin is just something that you and I can't attain the level God is. We'd all agree with that. So that's what it means. But when Christ, you will see Christ, he elevates you to be in right standing with God. So we praise God and we give him all the thanks. And Kathy was one of those. Nothing more can be said about Kathy. It's all been said. I think it's all been beautifully put. Sometimes you hear a service with funerals, and sometimes people come out and speak about the person, and you think, is that really the person I know? You know, I mean, we don't glorify ourselves. What we say is, we're sinners saved by grace. Yeah. And saved by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. We accept that and receive that. We're not perfect people, but we're perfectly loved by God. And that's why he paid the price. Amen. So we're going to finish with this wonderful hymn. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works that your hand has made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, the power throughout the universe displayed. God, as much as he made the universe and the earth, God our Father is interested in you.
That's right.
And you can run away. You can hide, you can do all sorts of things, but like Adam in the garden, Adam and Eve hid because they sinned, they disobeyed the Lord, they hid, and God came looking for them and said, Adam, where are you? Now God knew where Adam was, but Adam didn't know where he was. God knew, but he asked the question, where are you? Where are you? And he asks the same question of all of us. Some of us are running away. like Jonah did. Some of us are hiding, like Adam did. But God knows exactly where you are. And he'd say to you today, he'd say to me today, where are you? I love you. Come on. I love you. Yield to me at the foot of the cross. And I'll change your life and make it. God will give you life and life more abundantly. You think? You could think we're living until we meet Jesus. But when you receive Jesus in your life, you've got abundant life, just like Kathy did. Amen. Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Consider all.
thank you for attending the service. And we just pray that in the coming days and so on and so forth, we will reflect on the things we've sang and the things we've heard. And it's easy to forget, but if we reflect on them and see, Kathy's life is a life that she lived by the faith of the Son of God. And what more can be said about a person? And I certainly would say this about this hymn. We got nothing to boast about. It's how great he is. And it's not how great a person we are. It's that we serve a great and wonderful and loving God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the life that Kathy had in you. And we give you all the thanks and the praise. Because she lived that life by the faith of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved her and gave himself for her. And not for her only, Lord, but for the whole world. But she received it.
Yes, amen.
And she clung to that belief that she was truly loved. So, Father, we just want to say thank you. And we pray the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.